Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to Thursday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And I'd like to do sports. I want to talk G Money Sports Report right now. And let's start off with the WNBA. The girls, Las Vegas Aces. Basketball. Oh yeah, Harlem Globetrotters. Basketball music. Yes, yes, yes. All right, DJ Papa D, what's happening with the basketball? Let's talk Las Vegas Aces. Now, they played the first game of the series, the championship series, on Sunday, last Sunday, and they beat the New York Liberties really bad. They beat them bad on Sunday. So that was the first game of the world of the championship basketball series that they won. And then they played game two. What day did they play game two? On Tuesday?
Yesterday.
Wednesday. Okay. All right. So they played game two yesterday, and they put a whooping on the New York Liberty yesterday. They beat them 100-something to 70-something. It was a whooping that the Aces put down. So they got. Does that mean they won the series, or they have one more game to qualify for the championship in the series?
It's the best of five, so they have to win one more to win the finals, win the championship.
Oh, okay. So they play game number three what day? Because they played one on Sunday. And two on
they
Wednesday.
Play on Sunday.
They play again on next Sunday? They wait 3 days? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we won't talk about the Las Vegas Aces winning game three until next Monday when we do the radio show. We'll inform the world that Las Vegas Golden Aces are world champions again. Back to back, baby. That's how we do it here in Vegas. We go back to back. All right. Well, that's Las Vegas. That's the basketball. That's basketball sports report. So now let's talk. Oh, well, let's go. Let's talk. Major League Baseball. Let's do the baseball right now. Now, I'm going to need a little help because we started off with the wild card playoff games, and that was four teams in the American League that made the wild card, and it was four teams in the National League that made the wild card. Okay, so two teams got eliminated in the American League wild card, and two teams in the National League got eliminated in the wild card. So we still have two teams in the American League playing. Oh no, we got the champions, the first place team in the American League that were playing in the playoffs, and the first place team in the National League that were playing in the playoffs. So that means there are four teams that were still playing in the American League, and there are four teams that were still playing in the National League. Okay, so what were those four teams that played in the second round of the playoffs?
Okay. You said, I don't know, I'm not sure what you're asking me, Greg. Do you want to know the teams, or do you want to know the series or the games?
Well, let's just start from the beginning. There were four teams in the American League that made the wild card. And who were the winners of the teams in the wild card? Let's do that.
So you go way back to the wild card games. Okay, so yeah. Wild card games. In the American League, you have the Tampa Bay. You had from the American League East. Do you want to know the names of the teams, or do you want to know their positions in their divisions?
I want to know what position they ended up in the league and the name of the team.
In their divisions. Okay, so in American League East, you have the Tampa Bay Rays and you have the Toronto Blue Jays. In the American League Central, you have the Minnesota Twins. And in the American League West, you had the Texas Rangers. These are all the teams that played in wild card. And then in the National League, the four teams were the Philadelphia, number two and three from the National League East, which is the Phillies and the Marlins. National League Central, it was the Milwaukee Brewers, which was number one. And in the National League West, it was the Arizona Diamondbacks. It was the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they were number two. So those are the teams that competed in the wild card. So in the National League East, it was two and three. In the National League Central, it was number one. In National League West, it was number two. In the American League, it was two and three. In American League Central, it was number one. And American League West, it was number two.
Okay, so who won in the American League. Who played? The American League Central first place played the American League West.
You're talking about the wild card game, right? Still, and
yes.
In the American League wild card games, the American League Central team number one beat the American League East team number three, third place team.
Okay, all right.
So American League Central
team number two,
first place team moved on.
All
okay.
right.
Then and
team number two in the East played team number two in the West.
Right. And
right. Okay.
The winner of that series, the winner of that series was team number two in the West.
Okay. And the names of the two teams that won in the playoffs in the American League?
The Texas Rangers won, and the Minnesota Twins won.
Okay. All right. Now let's go to the National League first. National League. Who played in the West?
Team number two.
Team number two. And what was their name?
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Okay. And then in the Central, it was team number one. And what was that team's name?
Milwaukee Brewers.
All right. And then in team number in the East, there was two teams, the second place team and the third place team. Who was the second
right.
place team in the East?
Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay. And the third place team in the East?
The Miami Marlins.
Okay. Now, okay, who won in the, should we go the American League, the two winners in the two games?
We already did
the
American
League.
We're doing the National League. We're doing the National League right
okay,
now.
Let's do the National League. What two teams won and what two teams lost?
National League West, second place team won. The National League East, second place team won. The National League East, third place team lost. And the National League Central, first place team lost.
Okay. So in the National League, it was the West, second place in the West, and what, third place in the East won or second place in the East won?
Second place in the East and second place in the West won.
All right. Okay. Now, let's go back to the American League. And who played in the first round of the playoffs with the two teams that won in the wild card in the American League?
So the American League East first place team is playing the American League West second place team.
Okay.
And the American League Central first place team is playing the American League West first place team.
Okay. And who won the game that they played?
Who won the games that they played?
Yes. What was the series? Who
okay.
won the series?
National League, right?
No, we're talking about the American League, right?
American League West first place team won the series 3-1, and
who was the team in the American League West?
The Houston Astros.
Houston Astros. Okay. All right. Go ahead. And who won the second game in the American League playoffs?
The Rangers. The American League West second place team beat the American League East first place team.
Okay. So the American League West first place team is now going to play the American League West second place team. Okay. And who are those teams?
Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers.
Okay. Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers. They will be playing for the American League Championship Series,
right?
ALCS, right? Okay, now let's go to the National League, and who won the first series of games in the National League?
In the National League, the second place team in the West beat the first place team in the West. They won the series over the first place team in the West. The other series hasn't finished yet.
Okay. So who were the two teams that played in the West?
The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the LA Dodgers. They won three games. Zero.
What?
Yeah, they blew out the Dodgers.
Got eliminated? The
Diamondbacks blew out the Dodgers, right? Three games.
Oh, man. Okay. So, all right. So they're playing. Who is the team? The Diamondbacks. They're playing in the National League Championship Series, the NLCS. And who's playing still in the playoffs to qualify for the NLCS in the National League? What two teams are still playing?
National League East, first place and second place team.
Oh, the National League East, the first place team. Who is the first place team?
The Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves, that's right. And who's the second place team?
Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay. So the Phillies and the Braves are still playing. How many games have they played so far?
They've played three games so far, and the Philadelphia Phillies are up 2-1.
And it's the best of five to win the series?
Right. So the Phillies just need to win one more game.
Phillies are going to kick the Braves out. Oh, man. Okay. All right. So they got – when did they play their last game or their next game? Because they got three games, so they got to win one more, or the other team got to win two more. The Braves got to win two. So I thought they had already played four games. No, that was in the American League. The American League played
four games.
Game number
four is today.
Okay. Game number four is today. And that's the National League. All right. So we got the two teams in the National League in the Western Division that still have to play, or they played already. The first and the second place.
They play today.
They play
today. They play game number four today.
Game number four today. Okay. Okay, so they play game number four today, and the team in the Eastern Conference, the first and the third place team play game number one today.
Uh-huh.
First place
and
third place in the Eastern Conference, the Eastern Division.
It's the first place team and the second place team, and they play game number four today.
Oh, they're playing game number four today. Okay. All right. Okay. So both game number fours are being played today in the National League. And what about the American League? Oh, they already finished their series. So now they're just waiting to play in the American League Championship Series.
Right.
Okay. I saw those games this weekend. Yeah. So I'm up on the American League. Okay. Well, that's it for the sports report until, let's see. You're saying they don't play again until tonight. So maybe we can talk about the winners of the series tomorrow on Friday's radio show. We should be able to talk about all of the winners unless they don't win. The teams don't win their third game tomorrow. I mean, tonight. So if they have to play game five on Friday or on Sunday, then we'll have to wait to see the outcome of the National League series. Okay. So we got the champions in the American League, and they're just sitting and waiting till it's their turn to play in the American League Championship Series. And when is that series start?
In the American League? Starts on Sunday.
Starts on Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Do you know who the manager of the Houston Astros was?
Who the manager was?
Yeah. Who the manager was?
Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker. That's right. I didn't know Dusty Baker is a foreigner. He had an accent. I was listening to him talk. He's talking like he's from Mexico or something. He's from the, I don't know where he's from some other island or some Caribbean place or something. He's not an American. I was tripping off his accent because he was talking like he was Mexican, you know, had a Spanish-like accent or Cuban. That's what I thought he was. He was a Cuban. And he was talking about baseball like, you know, how great the sport is and how happy he was to be in the league and how happy he was to be coaching after he played all the years as a player in the American League or in the Major League. I don't know if he played in the American League. Who did he play for? Did he play for the Atlanta Braves? Or did he play for the Texas Rangers? Who did Hubie Brooks play? Yeah, Hubie Brooks. Who did he play for?
Hubie, did you say Hubie Brooks?
Yeah, I thought I did. I don't know. What's his name?
We're talking about Dusty Baker, right?
Dusty Baker, yeah, Dusty Baker. Who did he play for? He played for the Dodgers, but who else did he play for? Did he play for New York, the Mets, or the Yankees?
He started off his career with the Atlanta Braves, and then he played there for 7 years, and then he moved to the L.A. Dodgers in 1976, and he played with the Dodgers for 7 years till 1983. Then he played with the San Francisco Giants for 1 year in 1984, and then finished his career as a player with the Oakland A's from 1985 to 1986.
Oh, okay. So he played in the National League, all those different teams. All right. Well, now he's coaching in the American League, and his team is waiting. He's coaching for the Houston Astros, and they have been to the championship series 7 years in a row. So he's saying it's just business as usual. We're back into the series again. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that the Houston Astros had been to the championship series 7 years in a row, but they won the World Series last year. So they won the American League series. And then they won the World Series last year. So they were repeating. And now they're getting ready to play the Texas Rangers in the American League Championship Series. It's the two Texas teams will be playing back-to-back against each other. So when they start playing their series again, it'll be Texas against Texas. And that's what they're bragging about. They're saying they're the best team in Texas because they've made the playoffs 7 years in a row. And I'm like, go ahead, Dusty Baker. I knew him from somewhere. He's a Dodger. That's why he's so great. All right. So we don't have anything else to say about the National League. They won't finish their series until tonight or tomorrow or Sunday. So that's it for Major League Baseball. That's the end of G Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. Okay, let's talk about the NFL real quick. Today is Thursday, so what game is going to play today? Thursday. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner because I think I know who's going to play and I know who I'm picking to win the game today.
The Denver Broncos are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I'm taking Kansas City. I'm sorry, Denver, but I can't believe you guys got beat up on this past week. You really got beat up on. Everybody beat you. The Raiders beat you. Oh, man, I couldn't believe that. But I bet on the Raiders to win, so it was a win for me. So I won 7 games and lost 7 games in week number 5. So now we're getting ready for week number 6, and the first game tonight is going to be Thursday against the Denver Broncos playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm taking Kansas City for the win. And what's the total points of the game?
Total points is 47.
Okay. I'm going to take I don't think Kansas City will score a lot of points. I heard something on the radio that said Kansas City plays down to their competition. So they don't score a lot of points when they play sorrier teams. Isn't that amazing? So they're playing the Denver Broncos, and the Denver Broncos have only won 1 game in 5 weeks. So they're saying that Kansas City won't play real good against the Denver Broncos because the Denver Broncos don't have a winning record. So it won't present a tough competition for Kansas City. So Kansas City is going to score, and they're going to win, but they won't score a lot of points. You know, their quarterback won't be running all over the place and making dramatic passes into the end zone. He won't be scoring a lot of points in the end zone. So they won't score many points. They may get 30 points. So what's the total points for the game?
47.
Okay. So I'm going to take Kansas City and the under because I don't even think Denver will score. They may score, I don't know. I don't even think they're going to score 12 points. Because I think they're going to bench Russell Wilson because, you know, they paid all that money for him and he hasn't produced him. So I think they said they're going to try something new. They're going to bench Russell Wilson. $14 million and they're going to bench him? Oh, that's really bad. That's really bad. He hasn't earned his money in 2 years. He's been in Denver for 2 years, and he hasn't brought him any winning situation in 2 years. So they decided that something needs to change, and they're thinking that maybe if they bench Russell Wilson and start a rookie, they may get a better strategy. And I'm like, but that's a $20 million guy that you're benching. I mean, I think they paid him like $100 million to come and play in Denver. So he didn't do anything. So they decide they got to make a change. Either they got to change the manager or they got to change the quarterback. Because they're not getting any results from their team right now. So they're thinking, well, maybe we need to sit the quarterback down and let him sit for a minute and then play the rookie, because they got two rookies that they got in the draft when they brought Russell Wilson over to Denver. So they're going to let him play now. So they're going to bench Russell Wilson. So that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. So I'm going to take Kansas City and the under for the win, because I don't think Kansas City is going to score a lot of points. And I know Denver, Kansas City's defense is going to shut Denver down. So I don't think that that's going to be even a competition. So Kansas City and the under for the win. Okay, DJ, do you want to do the first six teams of the NFL and then we'll take a commercial break?
Sure.
Okay. So let's do team number one on Sunday.
So that would be the Baltimore Ravens playing the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, and they're giving the Titans 4 points.
Okay. I'm taking Baltimore Ravens for the win. And the total points?
42.
Okay. I'm taking Baltimore and the over, because they're playing Tennessee, so Tennessee should score some points. And Baltimore should score a lot more points. So I'm taking Baltimore Ravens for the win. And the over.
Okay. Ravens and over.
Okay, game number
three. All right. Carolina Panthers are playing the Miami Dolphins in Miami. And they're giving the Panthers 13.5 points.
Oh, that's a whole lot of points. But it's all right. Miami can handle it. I'm going to take Miami for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 47.
Okay. I'm going to take Miami and the over for the total points.
All right. Miami and Dolphins and over. Game number four, the New Orleans Saints are playing the Houston Texans, and they're giving the Texans 1.5 points. They're playing in Houston, and they're giving the Texans 1.5 points.
All right. I'm taking the Houston Texans for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 42.
Okay, I'm going to take Houston. I know I want Houston to win, but I don't know if the Saints are going to score a lot of points or they're going to score a little bit of points. Because they've won one game so far in 5 weeks. They're 1-4. So I'm going to take Houston and the over for the win. I'm going to think that the Saints are going to score and Houston is going to score. It's going to be a shootout.
So did you say Texans and over?
Yes.
All right, Texans and over. Game number five, the Washington Commanders are playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Commanders 2.5 points.
I'm taking the Commanders to beat the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta's only won 2 games in 5. They're 2-5. So I don't think they'll beat the Commanders. I think the Commanders are 3-2. So I'm going to take the Commanders to win. I'm going to take Washington to win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 42.
I'm going to take Washington and under because I don't think Atlanta or Washington are going to score a whole bunch of points. So I'll take Washington for the win.
All right, Washington and under. Game number six, Indianapolis Colts, almost said Baltimore, Indianapolis Colts are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving the Colts 4 points.
Okay. The Colts lost their quarterback last week. He got hurt. So that means Indianapolis is going to be playing with the rookie quarterback, and I don't know what his capability is going to be. So I'm going to take Jacksonville, and they're playing in Jacksonville, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to take Jacksonville for the win. And what's the total point?
44.
44, okay. I'm going to take Jacksonville in the under because I don't think they'll score a lot of points. And I know Indianapolis is going to be using a backup quarterback, and they may not score a lot of points. So it's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'm going to take Jacksonville for the win because they have their team playing good. They just beat who did they beat? Did they beat Dallas? Or they beat Miami. They just beat somebody really good. And I bet them to lose,
Buffalo.
And they won. Buffalo, yeah. They came out the gun and beat Buffalo. I don't know how the hell Buffalo let Jacksonville beat them. Must have been something in the cards. Because I can't believe that New York just let Jacksonville Jaguars beat them bad. So, okay. So I'm going to take Jacksonville and under for the win.
Jaguars and under. Game number seven, the Seattle Seahawks are playing the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving the Seahawks 3 points.
I'm going to take Seattle with the 3 points for the win. And what's the total points for the game? And Cincinnati
total points is
47. Okay, I'm going to take Cincinnati and, I'm going to take Seattle and the over for the win. Because I don't think Cincinnati's going to score a lot of points. They've been having problems with their offense, but their defense is getting better. So maybe, I don't know. Seattle has a good offense, and they got a good defense. So I'm not going to take anything from Seattle. They're going to win the game. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And the total points, did I say
44.
Over or under? 44. Okay. I'm going to take Seattle. What did I say? Did I say over or under?
You said over.
Okay. I'm going to take Seattle and over. Because I don't think Cincinnati will score a lot of points. But I think Seattle can score a lot of points. So, total points is 44 points, you said? Okay, yeah. Seattle might score 35 by themselves. And And if Cincinnati has a good game, they can score 20. So that would be 50 points.
Want to go to a commercial break?
Yeah, let's go to a commercial break. What time is it?
3:46.
Okay, good. We got 15 and 30. We got 45 minutes. Okay. My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
I'm your friend.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes to share with you. Did you hear about the story where a man got arrested for feeding birds at the zoo? You didn't? Well, you know he got arrested because he was feeding pigeons to the lion. Woo! I knew a girl that had she had like 5 or 6 strands of hair on her head. and she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hair style dippity do. And I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know. You don't know. Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! There was a boy that went into the pet shop, and he asked the salesman if they sold sharks in the pet shop. And the salesman said, why are you interested in buying a shark? He said, I want to put the shark in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know. You don't know. Because he look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list, and they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! There were two men in the jungle, and they one man was sitting under the tree reading a newspaper. And the other man was typing on the typewriter, and a lion showed up, and a lion ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and then he left. I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! There was a boy that went to church, and when they stood up for devotion, there was a lady in the pew in front of him, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So he reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her, and she socked him in the eye. So he went home, and his daddy saw his black eye and said, son, what happened to you? How did you get a black eye? And he said, well, daddy, we were in church, and we got to the part where we stand up for devotion, and the lady in front of us stood up, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye. And his father said, well, I guess you've learned that if you're going to do something nice for somebody, you got to let them know that you're doing something that's going to be beneficial for them, and you're not trying to take advantage of them. So you're letting them know that you, what you're going to do is going to be good for them. And you make sure you tell them that you're doing something that's going to be good for them before you even make the move to try to help them out. Because some people may think that you're just trying to take advantage of the person, and you want to let them know that you're being thoughtful and you're helping them out. So remember that the next time you get in that situation. And the boy said, okay, Dad, thank you for the information. I'll remember that. And he went to church the next Sunday. And he was in church, and they stood up for devotion. And the lady was standing in front of him in the pew in front of him. And she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. And he reached. He didn't do anything, but his buddy that was standing next to him reached over and pulled the dress out of the lady's panties. But the other kid knew that she didn't like it, so he reached over and tucked it back in. And the lady socked him in the eye again. Woo! I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. The roof is on the wall. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn. The roach is on the wall. We don't need no raid. Let the little suckers crawl. Crawl, suckers, crawl. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! There was a girl, a big-breasted girl, work at Hooters. Where do one-legged girls work? You don't know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you don't know, now you know. All right, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, and listen to this story that I wrote for the listening audience. So DJ, Papa D. Yes.
I have a suggestion. I suggest we finish the NFL stuff.
Okay. Well, wow, you have a
we
long
We only did the
story?
First seven games.
Yeah,
we only
I know.
Did the first
I
seven games.
Say, I know. I said we can do the other seven games after you do the story. Do you have a long story? Because it's only like
Let's
a quarter
NFL
after.
First.
What? You want to do the NFL first. Okay. Let's do the NFL first then.
Game number eight, the Minnesota Vikings are playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Bears 2.5 points.
I'm taking Minnesota Vikings to win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 44.
Okay, I'm going to take Minnesota to win and the under, because I don't think the Bears are going to score a lot of points, but I think Minnesota's going to score a few more points than the Bears.
Okay, so that's Vikings and under. Game number nine, San Francisco 49ers are playing the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland, and they're giving the Browns 8.5 points.
Who's playing the Browns?
49ers.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take 49ers for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 37.
All right. I'm going to take the 49ers and the over for the win.
Niners and over. Game number 10, New England Patriots are playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, and they're giving the Patriots 3 points.
I'm going to take the Raiders for the win. And what's the total point?
41.
I'm going to take the Raiders and the under for the win.
All right, Raiders and under. Game number 11, Detroit Lions are playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving Tampa Bay 3 points.
Detroit's been playing really good. I'm going to take Detroit for the win, even though they're playing in Tampa Bay. I'm going to take Detroit for the win. And what's the total point? Like 38?
42.
42? That means they're thinking that Tampa Bay is going to score a lot of points. I don't think Tampa Bay is going to score a lot of points. I'm going to take Detroit and the over for the win. 42 points.
Lions and
too much. Yeah, it's still too much for Detroit and for Tampa Bay. But I'm going to take the Lions for the win. All right.
Game number 12, Arizona Cardinals are playing the L.A. Rams, and they're giving the card in L.A., and they're giving the Cardinals 7 points.
I'm taking the Rams for the win in L.A., yeah. And what's the total point, like 36?
Total points is 49.
49 for the Rams,
yep,
and the Cardinals? Oh, that's,
yep,
way too much. That's way too much. Okay, I'm going to take the Rams and the under for the win. I think that's going to be like 20 to 19. It's going to be a low-scoring game. In fact, I think
right,
the Rams are going to shut the Cardinals down.
Game number 13, Philadelphia Eagles are playing the New York Jets in New York, and they're giving the Jets 7 points.
You said Philadelphia against the Jets.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Did you say Philly? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Philadelphia
right,
for the win. Yeah, Philadelphia for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 41.
Philadelphia in the over for the win. I don't think the Jets will score that many points. Philly will score enough to win the over bet. So they may score a 30. The Jets may score 15.
So Eagles and over?
Yes.
Game number 14, the New York Giants are playing the Buffalo Bills, and they're giving the Giants 14.5 points.
I'm taking Buffalo for the win. And that's just
total
a
points
over is 44. Yeah, I'm taking Buffalo and the over for the win.
Okay. Buffalo and over. And Giants Monday Night Football.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say if the Giants got 14 points, Buffalo got to score more than 14, and then they got to win the game. So Buffalo got to score at least 25 to 30 points to beat the Giants. So I'm taking Buffalo and the over. Okay. Monday night.
Cowboys versus the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. Cowboys versus the Chargers. Well, everybody's saying the Cowboys need to win because everybody was talking about the Cowboys got the best team that the Cowboys have ever had and that they were going to be Super Bowl bound until San Francisco blew them out the water last week or the week before last. So everybody's kind of disappointed in the Dallas Cowboys. I believe in the Chargers. Where are they playing? Are they playing in L.A.?
L.A.?
Yeah, that's good. I want the Chargers to win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 50.
50 points? Oh, they're thinking that that the Cowboys are going to score like 30 points and the Chargers will score 20 points. No, that ain't going to happen. I don't think the Cowboys are going to score all those points. And if their defense shows up, they're going to shut the Chargers down. But I still want the Chargers to win. So I'm taking the Chargers 50 points. That's a whole lot of points. I'm going to say the Chargers and the under for the win. They'll be under 50 points. That's way too many points. But they say the Cowboys are going to score a bunch of points because they've done had a 50-point game, and they done had a 40-point game. So they're thinking the Cowboys are going to score. But the Cowboys also had a 15-point game and a 22-point game. So they could show up or they could not show up. But their defense is good, so they should win. Everybody's thinking that the Cowboys are going to beat the Chargers. But I don't believe that. I believe the Chargers are going to flake. Okay, that's Monday Night Football.
Chargers and under? Yep, Chargers and under. All right, that's Monday Night Football.
Yep, Chargers and under. And 45 is my total point, yes.
Okay. That's it.
All right. That's it for G-Money Sports Report. So now let's take a commercial break, and then we can come back to the story that we were getting ready to tell. So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass. And we got finished with the mass. And I walked out. And then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know.
I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. Early in the morning, rise and shine, late at night. G-Money's a pimp, Tuesday boys, yeah, got up to fight.
What the hell?
Back to back.
Watch yourself.
They faced each other.
And I'm butt naked.
They drew their swords.
What the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other.
What the hell?
The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe,
heard me.
This song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Cause he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
I was in the 11th grade and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time, and I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that, and I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
G-Money, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you going to tell a story?
Yeah.
Time. All right. Out.
to tell you the story about a job I got when I first came out of college. It was the opportunity of a lifetime. See, my father was a zoning administrator for the city of Los Angeles, and he had an Asian secretary, which had a daughter that was the director of personnel at a stock brokerage. And that's a company that I wanted to work for, that when I graduated from college, I wanted to be a stockbroker because I wanted to deal in big finance and big money opportunities. So my father talked to his secretary, and his secretary talked to her daughter, and her daughter told my dad that if I wanted a job at the brokerage, I would have to come in and apply in person. So I said, okay, that will be fine. So I went down to downtown Los Angeles to the Broadway Plaza building, and the brokerage company was on the 31st floor of the Broadway Plaza, downtown L.A. And I walked into the personnel office, and I met my daddy's secretary's daughter, and she gave me an application and said that I had to fill it out, and I filled it out to the best of my knowledge. And I turned it in, and then she said I needed to take a typing test. And I'm like, I don't want to be a secretary. I want to be a stockbroker. And she said, well, in order to get admitted to the company, you have to pass a typing test. And I said, wow, I want to be a stockbroker, but I got to pass a typing test. Okay, how many words a minute do I have to type? And she said, you have to type 35 words a minute. So I said, okay, fine. I can type 35 words a minute. So I sat down, and she put the timer on me, and I started typing. And when the time was up, I had typed 40 words a minute. I was real proud of myself because that was like the fastest I've ever typed in my life. But I made 6 errors. So 40 words a minute minus 6 errors, which means I typed 34 words a minute. So I didn't pass the typing test. So I left, and they rescheduled me to take the typing test in another week. So I said, okay, I'll go home and I'll practice, and I'll be able to type 35 words a minute when I come back. So I left, and I went home, and I practiced, and I practiced, and I practiced, and I thought I was up to about 40 words a minute. So I felt pretty good about that. And I decided that I would go back and take the typing test again. So I showed back up on the 31st floor of the Broadway Plaza, downtown L.A., to take my typing test. And I went in there, and I typed 39 words a minute. But I only had 3 errors, so that meant I typed 36 words a minute, and that's what got me my job. I was successful in passing the typing test, so now I could go to work.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Music Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Jay Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the Internet Radio Show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can hear the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. I think it's time for us to shut the show down and get ready to prepare for Friday's afternoon show. But before we go, I want to acknowledge the people that are celebrating their birthdays today, the friends, the fans, and the followers of the radio show. I want to celebrate their birthdays today as we are in the month of Libra. We're celebrating Libras right now that are celebrating their birthday in the month of October. So without further ado, DJ Papa G, Papa D, can you play some birthdays, play the birthday song, and play, give us the list of fans and friends that are celebrating their birthday today.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, October 12th, 2023. Happy birthday to Bruce Young. Happy birthday to Chris Adkins. Happy birthday to Andre Watson. Happy birthday to Howard Brown. Happy birthday to Dr. Crystal Iris. Happy birthday to Marquetta Sullivan Smallwood. Happy birthday to Terrence Watts. Happy birthday to DJ Psycho Marcel. Happy birthday to Dr. Arthur M.L. Gray. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Patrick West. That's it for birthdays, so we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, October 12th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on October 12th. As we're getting close to the concert in Vegas. Oh, I can't even think of the name of the concert. Wow, I can't think of the name of the concert. Something on, oh man, it's something, Nightmare on Q Street, because Q is the radio station that's hosting the haunted house and all of the Halloween activities. Oh, and the concert at the Orleans Casino. That's what it is. It's the Nightmare on the Orleans Casino, and it's starring Ice Cube, E-40, Too Short, T some girl named Percy, and the group called I don't know the name of the group. Vision or Visioneer, something like that. And we have what other rappers are going to be on this show? I can't think, but it's a whole host of rap artists, some old and some new, for your listening pleasure. It's Nightmare on Queen Street. And it's going to be at the Orleans Casino in South Las Vegas on Flamingo Boulevard. And it's going to be October 15th, 2023. So get your ticket, because it's going to sell out. It's going to be a bang, bang, banging concert. Going to be hip-hop concert at its best in the Orleans Casino. It sells out every year. Nightmare on Q Street is the concert that you want to look for. All right. Well, I'm wishing everybody happy birthday that is celebrating their birthdays today. And I want to sing you a birthday song, and it goes like this. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday today. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday today. It's your birthday, it's your birthday, and we celebrate your birthday today. Have a good day today, and a better day tomorrow, for it's your birthday. Have a happy, happy birthday, and have a good day today, and a better day tomorrow. It's your birthday, and we're celebrating, and we know God is blessing you for the royalties that you can get for following Jesus Christ and good Lord and Savior and God Almighty for your birthday. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you. that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Hitting that weed and it was good. Loud. Big jump.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.